May the peace of Christ be with you. This is Molly Vetter, Senior Pastor of the Westwood United Methodist Church in Los Angeles. Welcome to our Sanctuary Gathering podcast. Here we share the sermon preached on Sunday as a part of our Sanctuary Gathering. We hope that in these words you will be drawn closer to God and made more ready to love your neighbor. As a congregation, we embrace the words of the Hebrew prophet that are etched into the stairs that lead to our building, the calling to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. We also believe that we're a richer congregation for the diversity of people who participate in our community, and we celebrate the diversity of age, race, gender identity, and sexual orientation that participate in our church. You are welcome in this place, and we hope you will participate. We invite you to do your own theology, to wrestle with questions of faith as we seek out what it means to be faithful Christians today. You're welcome to join us not only by listening in to this podcast, but we also invite you to join in our congregational life. Every Sunday, you're welcome to join us for worship at 9:30 a.m. You can join us in our beautiful sanctuary in Los Angeles at the corner of Warner and Wilshire, or online via our church Facebook page. All are welcome in our midst, and we thank you for being a part of our church. May these moments be a blessing to you today.
The text from the Hebrew Bible today is Isaiah 62, from the third part of the long and complex book of Prophet Isaiah. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her vindication shines out like the dawn and her salvation like a burning torch. The nation shall see your vindication and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate. But you shall be called, my delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your builder marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Hear now the word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, my siblings, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, let Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are a variety of services, but the same Lord. And there are a variety of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. This is the word of God for the people of God. We are meant to shine. When I was given that title, I thought, really? How is that possible with the week and a half we've just had? And for some of us, how is that possible with tomorrow? So I looked at this scripture and it fits so perfectly with what I think we need. First of all, you heard the Isaiah passage read by John Holbert. It talks about Cyrus the Great, who was 6th century before Christ. What he did, he was really a magnificent leader. The Israelites had been moved into Babylon years before. They were in exile. But when he came into power, he said, I've taken over Babylon from my Persia, and I want you to be able to go back home if you want to. He also said, you can stay if you want to as well. And so this third Isaiah that we heard reading from, this one talks about what it was like to stay in Babylon and still sing the songs of Zion. I love how this third Isaiah talks about you're not forsaken anymore. Just take a look at those words. They're magnificent. You're not forsaken, but in fact, you are a delight. Whether you are exiled and return home, or whether you are exiled and stay in a place that is now safe for you. That's what we're about. That's what we're called to do, is to help those who need a place to be safe, to be safe, where they can be loved, surrounded by love. Then the other part, the 2 Corinthians 12, is the variety of gifts. And I really like this passage because what it tells me is that no matter who we are, no matter what we think we have to offer, yes, it can be offered. Whether it be offering peace to those who are hurting, whether it be a listening ear, whether it be praying or offering money. Yes, we have it within ourselves, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. I want to, those of you who are on Facebook with me as a friend, actually, you're all my friends, but not all of you are my Facebook friends. You all are my friends. I posted a little video from Andre, Reverend Andre Wilson from the Altadena United Methodist Church that burned to the ground. He said, my sister in Christ, the Reverend Molly Vedder, asked if her congregation, that's us, could pray over some stoles, because we know that your stoles are no longer in existence. And Pastor Andre said, we are in shock. We don't know what we've lost and what the future holds. We're just in shock. Some of us know how we feel. And so when Pastor Molly offered those two stoles, or the one to them and then another to the community church in Palisades, Pastor Andre said, I realized that not only were my stoles gone, but my prayer chair and my Bible. And I have to renegotiate how to deal with that. But our church reaching out through Pastor Molly, through God, to offer these stoles reminded him that he's not alone. And he said at the end, don't forget us in 3 weeks. when no longer is it headlines, but it's cleanup and restructuring and renegotiating. Don't forget us. I brought holy listening stones with me today. They're holy because God works through them to help us mend what is broken, to help us move forward into what we can give. And after the service, you're welcome to come up and look at all of them. You can spread them out if you want to. There are 28 of them. One of them is blank. And you will see them on your sheet in the bulletin. So I'm going to do a little loft thing because I love discussion. I know some of you don't. And if you want to do this in pairs or by yourself, just tell your neighbor, I don't want to, or would you like to? I want you, first of all, in silence, to take your sheet of paper, take a pen, and take a good look at this. I want you to choose three of these stones that speak to you this morning. After you have chosen three of those stones, I invite you to get up and move around to somebody. Don't forget, it is so okay for you not to want to talk to anybody. People are different. There are different stages of grief. So if you don't want to talk to somebody, don't do that. But if you really would like to have a listening ear, then talk about the stones that you've chosen. Now, I'm going to give you time, and the home audience will be able to see this online. Thank you, Guillermo, for that. He'll be putting this online so they can also visually circle the three and then write. You can write on your page or talk, but I want you to be silent for about a full minute before we start talking. I'll give you directions. Go ahead and take a look. See where God is speaking to you. Okay, I'm going to call you back together. Oh, yes. I chose a sun shining. When I get upset and depressed, it's really hard for me to see the sun shining. But I know the light is there. We'll talk about that at the end of the sermon. We are meant to shine. Is this too loud now? Now, you know, if I were doing a children's time with you, I would be coming down there with a microphone and asking you to please talk into the microphone. Can you hear me? Oh, gosh. This is the part I don't like about preaching here. Just saying. Otherwise, I love it. I do. So, how are we meant to shine? I'd be asking you with a microphone, but you can call out if you want to. Tell me how we are meant to shine during this time. Gifts of the Spirit. Yes, the variety of Spirit gifts. What else? Compassion. Just being overjoyed with the sound of a baby. That life, abundant life. So we have prayer shawls for 580 Cafe, for the Rudder family. We'll be blessing those later. We have a list of things we can do. I think it's in the worship guide itself, what you can do, places you can donate your time or your money. I hope you'll do both. I think the last thing that we would not probably do is to say, call me if you need me. Don't ever say, call me if you need me. Nobody's going to call you. Say, can I help with a chore at your house? I'm really good at cleaning toilets. Or can I help you? Can I take you out to lunch? And also the second one, I'm being bold here. Don't compare people's sorrow with your own. It's time to listen. Listen. Just like your holy listening stones. I hope you'll take those pages home with you and consider them during this week. Now I want to tell you a fun story. Reverend Amy Aiken, who is a pastor at First United Methodist Church, Pasadena, she's just worked indefatigably. And she said they had the homeboy industries. You all know the homeboy industries, Father Greg Boyle. They had them come to deliver water and to clean up the sanctuary and the hallways and all. And they came in and they thought, oh, they said, this is amazing. This church is so beautiful. Is there a tunnel to the Vatican? And Pastor Amy said, maybe. So they started stamping all up and down the hallways and the aisles to find out where there was a hollow space. Then they went down the basement, and they were so excited that there was a basement in their church. And they said, Amy said, okay, I'm going to take you to the Boy Scout basement. That's where the Boy Scouts used to meet. And we're going to just let you explore. And so they said, do you think if we look hard enough, we can find the old Boy Scouts that have grown and are still there now as ghosts? Beautiful, beautiful. And she said there was so much help with the ash and the dust, and just it was lovely. So, we are meant to shine. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who has seven names and goes on and on and on in history, and whom we celebrate tomorrow, said two things that really have stuck in my mind this week. One is, start up the stairs, even if you cannot see the staircase. Secondly, darkness cannot be driven out by darkness. Hate cannot be driven out by hate. Only light can put out darkness, and only love can put out hate. My friends, we are meant to shine. Amen.